Track 1, Introduction. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Pathological Gambling, Diagnosis and Treatment. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennigan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with pathological gambling. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as daily self-monitoring diaries, developing a controlled treatment plan, exposure to gambling, finances and relationships, attaining and maintaining abstinence from gambling, and relapse prevention. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss pre-treatment assessments. Three tools for pre-treatment assessment are the diagnostic interview, assessing comorbidity, and the daily self-monitoring diary. First, let's discuss the diagnostic interview. To cover different aspects related to the history and evolution of the client's gambling problem, you might find that a diagnostic interview structured specifically for pathological gambling to be helpful. As you are probably aware, the American Psychiatric Association provides 10 diagnostic criteria to facilitate assessment within a semi-structured interview. The 10 APA criteria for pathological gambling are motives of consultation, games that lead to a partial or complete loss of control, history of gambling habits, information on the current gambling problem, consequences of the gambling problem, presence of suicidal ideation, current living conditions, other present or past addictions, presence of prior mental health problems, and personal strengths and resources available. How might these 10 criteria help you structure a diagnostic interview for your client? Regarding other present or past addictions, let's discuss assessing comorbidity. As you know, comorbidity studies have found a strong association between pathological gambling and substance use disorders, particularly alcohol abuse and dependence. In treatment facilities for gamblers, 30 to 70% of patients are reported to have an addiction to one or more substances. Moreover, as you probably also know, there is a high prevalence or affective disorders in pathological gamblers seeking treatment. Estimates of major depression in these samples ranges from 30 to 76%. Suicidal ideation and suicide attempts are also found among pathological gamblers at rates from 36 to 57 and 12 to 16%, respectively. Clearly, these high percentages are not found in the general population, but rather among a specific population, gamblers who are consulting a professional or who are admitted to a treatment facility. Do you expect there to be a significant proportion of pathological gamblers with more than one problem, and considerations of a second problem complicate the therapeutic process? Would you agree that if gamblers show signs of severe mental problems, depression, or suicidal intention, that these problems should be treated as priorities? If your client, like Tom, suffers from depression or has displayed suicidal tendencies, perhaps these initial steps in dealing with suicide and depression might be effective treatment tools. Tom, age 37, had lost his wife, his job, and was in danger of not having a place to live. Tom's gambling had resulted in these losses. Tom stated, "I thought I hit bottom after college, but that was nothing. Now I really know what bottom is. Why should I even bother living?" First, I ensured that Tom knew whom to turn to and where to go if intense suicidal ideations surfaced. Think of your Tom. What resources might your client have? Next, I made a life contract with Tom. Tom signed a contract with me stating that he would not do anything to harm himself without first speaking to me. Depending on the situation with your client, a third step in dealing with suicide and depression may be to refer the gambler to a doctor to obtain medical or pharmacological monitoring. In addition to the diagnostic interview and assessing comorbidity, a third effective tool in pre-treatment assessment is a daily self-monitoring diary. We'll discuss the daily self-monitoring diary in more detail on the next track. On this track, we discussed pre-treatment assessment. Three tools for pre-treatment assessment are the diagnostic interview, assessing comorbidity, and the daily self-monitoring diary. On the next track, we will discuss the daily self-monitoring diary in more detail. Question 1. What are three tools you can use in your pre-treatment assessment?